B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Noontime hour on this Thursday. Celtics are back tonight from the All-Star break in Milwaukee. I think it's a big game. I think you're right on this. And it needs to be a bit of a statement night for the Celtics coming back off the break. Kyrie Irving played in the All-Star game. I expect Kyrie Irving to play tonight and play well. He owes that to his teammates after playing in that game. Am I wrong to say that? Am I wrong to suggest that Kyrie needs to sort of up his game a little bit? Be his very best coming off this break in which he went to the All-Star game and played. Come back, prove that you're healthy, prove that you are 100%.
Sure.
And that it's the full Kyrie coming back here.
You imagine if he misses any more games? You know, if he takes like another game off here in these last 24? Oh, my God. that's sort of the problem. That's like the corner he's painted himself into.
Well, I also think it's you can't take a game off in the next 10 days or so, right?
Definitely
I think it's about the timeline. If he needs to miss a game at some point over the last 24, I don't think that's a major issue. I think it's when it happens. Can't happen tonight. Can't happen on this road trip.
No.
You better be out there for all of them. You better play well. I think you sort of owe that to your team.
Sure, but the later into the season you go, the more important the games are. He misses one then, sure, people are going to talk about it. Well, you can't play now, but you played in the All-Star game. I mean, that's just the natural way this discourse is going to go, unfortunately.
And it's not unfair.
No,
it is not unfair. By the way, Jim mentioned earlier, after everything that happened yesterday, he sort of made himself the main character on tonight's nationally televised game. Mm. National television does mean something in this league. Can you come out flat in that situation? I hope not. Can you come out flat when you have expectations? And I don't know if you heard that answer yesterday. Brad Stevens didn't directly say that they have a record in mind, but I think it's 18-6. I'm reading into his answer. I think that's their goal. They may not get there, but I think they'd like to be, and they'd feel really good about themselves being 18-6. And, hey, Milwaukee's a team they could see again. Good night to come out and get a good start to the post-break. And I guess try and put some of the issues that the team has had over the last few weeks behind them. Right? Everyone got a break. Everyone got to go home or go to the game in Charlotte if you're Tatum or you're Irving. But guys got some time to get away, and now they're all back together as a group.
Well, except for Gordon Hayward, who sprained his ankle playing
except
one-on-one with Semi-Ojeleye.
Gordon Hayward, who sprained his ankle. He is on the road, though. He apparently does not need the magic whirlpool over at the Celtics facility, even though he's not playing tonight. I guess the difference would be that there was an outside chance he could play tonight, and there's a chance he could play on the trip. And so he's there and he's traveling. I think he's traveling to get away from his wife, who stops him from playing his video games.
We got time for one more?
No. No, you don't have time.
No, you don't.
All right, guys, I got to go.
Got a one-on-one game with Semi-Ojeleye calling my name right now.
My life is pathetic that I'm watching you play these video games. So he's out on the road. He's not at home. He's traveling, but he's not going to play tonight. But outside of the Gordon Hayward issue, yeah, I think tonight's important to get off on the right foot. Post All-Star break, down the stretch. The stretch run begins right now.
Yeah. Any whoever this was against tonight would be a big game. But the fact that it's Milwaukee, the Milwaukee Bucks, who have been a wagon this season. You know the Milwaukee Bucks, Beetle, have not lost consecutive games once this year? They have not lost back-to-back games one time this whole season. Like, that's unbelievable. The Celtics, by contrast, have lost back-to-back games 9 times. And the Bucks that's not happened to them once. They're about as consistent as you could possibly want. And the Celtics tonight have a chance to end this season with a winning record against them. This is the last time they play them this year. And they're 1-1. So if they win, that's a winning record against the best team in basketball, the best team in the East, to be sure. And just sort of looking ahead to a potential playoff matchup or anything else, I know if they play them, it's going to be in Milwaukee Game 7 if it goes that far. But, man, that would go a long way towards everybody feeling more confident about this team. What a what a great foot to put forward here coming out of the All-Star break than beating the Milwaukee Bucks. Of course, this is a huge game tonight.
Could be an important one for the Celtics tonight, and I think it's not unreasonable to read into how they play as to how they might be playing and might continue to play over the next few weeks. Jason's in Nashua. Hi, Jason.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
So I agree with Arcan a little bit. I don't think we really need Kyrie for like the Bulls and stuff like that. That will give Rozier more minutes and he'll be a little bit happier too. But my question to you is, you know how everybody says this team is better without Kyrie, which I don't believe and I don't think you guys do. So if Hayward doesn't play tonight and they win, will we say the same thing about him?
About Gordon Hayward?
Yeah, like if they win tonight without Gordon Hayward, will we say we don't need Gordon Hayward like we all say we don't need Kyrie if they win a game?
I don't necessarily think Gordon Hayward's in that same kind of conversation.
They're not in the same spot right now.
Yeah, but why do you think we all say that about Kyrie?
Because he's the best player. You're right. He's the best player. That's why I'm saying it.
I think this whole thing with Kyrie, I think got out of hand because he didn't say what we all wanted him to say.
I've never said that.
Which is he plans on re-signing in Boston when he was in New York.
He shouldn't have done that.
I think that's where. Yeah, I know, but why did he have to? It's not free agency yet. It's not July. We're still in this season, and all we're talking about is Kyrie's free agency.
Do you know how Kyrie will be able to throw it in everybody's face?
By staying?
Yep.
Yeah.
If he stays, he can come back and say to everybody that he's so upset with in the media and say, "You jerks, I came out and told you exactly what I'm doing, and I stuck to my word."
Mm-hmm.
And you doubted me the entire way, and I never said I wasn't staying here. I just didn't want to keep answering the questions. And then if he stays, you'll be able to throw it right back at everybody's face.
Sure. You think Price has a trump card?
Ooh.
I mean, that's a real trump card right there.
Yes, it would be.
I stay. I'm here. And you got to deal with me for the next 5 years.
I'm here and I'm not going anywhere, Steve Bolpet.
Yeah.
I'm right here. I'm not cool in anything. Not cool in anything. I'm going to continue to have my conversations with Kevin Durant. Good. Keep having them.
Once you're signed, you can talk to whoever you want.
Talk to whoever you want.
Go ride the banana boat with Kevin Durant. I don't care.
Yeah. Talk to everybody. Peter and JP on Jason Tatum. Hi, Peter.
Yeah, first off, I think there's an awful lot of fans that don't want Kyrie to come back, so I don't think everything's going to be roses, and he's not going to change in the next 5 years. But has anyone mentioned the fact, it's ironic, that supposedly the guy Danny went to ship out of town for Anthony Davis, he doesn't want to be here. Jason Tatum said he loves being a Celtic. He wants to be a Celtic for the rest of his career. He's a humble kid. He's uber-talented. He's 20 years old. I mean, give me Jason Tatum over Anthony Davis any day. And the other thing is, how do we know Kyrie wants to play with Anthony Davis? He'd be the second best player on the team if that happens.
You know, there is that interesting question of what would the dynamic be. I still think Kyrie would be perceived as the best player in his team.
Be the second best player if you joined up with Durant, too.
Right.
You know, I mean, I don't think that's a huge part of it.
But it would still be viewed as Kyrie's team.
Right.
Yeah, Kyrie would still be the alpha dog, if you want to use that term. But Anthony Davis would be the better player, but it would still be his team, which is a perfect world.
I don't think Anthony Davis is all that, I don't know. He doesn't have that personality of being the guy who's...
There's only so many guys like that in the NBA, so that's why it would be a perfect match.
Yeah, I think it would. I think it would be a good match.
I didn't think that about Davis.
And by the way, if you're talking about building a team and you're taking out of the equation whether or not a guy wants to be there, sorry, give me Anthony Davis over Jason Tatum every single day.
Of course.
Peter.
Yeah, please. I don't care about their attitudes. I mean,
if you're against a trade because you're saying, I don't want to give up Jason Tatum for a guy who's going to bolt in a year and doesn't want to be here, why are we doing that? That's a fair opinion.
Mm-hmm. If it's just player versus player.
If Kyrie is still here and Kyrie re-signs, then I don't think that it's a problem. You can go ahead and trade Jason Tatum and get Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
And I think that pairing would work, and I think those guys would want to stick together.
I would hope so. I would hope that if those two guys are here for a season, that it would be Davis at that point then, because Kyrie would, you know, in this hypothetical,
but
would have signed
by then. But Peter asks a relevant question. What if Kyrie has no interest in playing with Anthony Davis? And we all assume that he would want to play with a guy who's that good. And when the Celtics say, hey, Kyrie, re-sign. We're going to get Anthony Davis. We're going to be an even better team. He says, no, I don't want to be here with Anthony Davis. That's not the guy I want to play with. That's not the guy I picked. Well, then you have a problem. 617-779-0985. Speaking of problems, Kyrie's got a big one with the media. He expressed himself on that topic yesterday. You will hear it next.
Here's the
the Action Update. Action Update. And also check out the Over Under 98.5 podcast on our 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
This is Brent Musburger's Action Update for 98.5 The Sports Hub. Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on candidates in an online dashboard at Indeed.com/hire. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
The NBA is back from its All-Star break with six games tonight, including two high-profile matchups that will be televised nationally. The Celtics are road dogs, getting 5.5 points at Milwaukee. And the Rockets are favored by 2.5, visiting LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers. Even with Joel Embiid resting his cranky knee for another week, Philadelphia is still a 6.5-point favorite, hosting Miami. Colleges, Northeastern is an 11-point favorite at home against James Madison. For the latest odds all the time, visit vsin.com. From Las Vegas, I'm Ron Flatter. This has been your Action Update on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's your workday made tolerable.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, why not us?
Zolak and Bertrand.
Buckle your chin strap.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
You want to say anything about that, about the video, to kind of chill it, or what? People always are talking about it, Kyrie.
What does that matter to me? Somebody was, listen, I don't have a private life when I'm out there in the NBA. Somebody wants to take a video and, I mean, it is what it is. Pour water on it? I'm a human being talking to another best friend of mine. Like, putting, it's just crazy. You know, this is, I mean, this is the stuff that just, like, just doesn't make the league fun.
Part of what Kyrie had to say yesterday, speaking to reporters about the video in the hallway of him and Kevin Durant. And on that particular video, I'm with Kyrie on this one. He doesn't have to defend the video. He doesn't have to cool it down. He could have been talking about anything. It's not his job to do it. He doesn't have to get as upset as he got, but he doesn't have to defend it. So what's there to cool down? Had a conversation with a buddy of mine. We're friends. What are you talking about? You don't talk to your friends? I talk to my friends. We were talking. Doesn't have to do with anything. And so I think the line of questioning made it easy for him to do what he did.
Yeah. And I think he probably pounced on that.
If the questioning was more direct, he would have had less to be able to say there.
I think he still would have said it, though. I think he would have. Whatever the question was, I think he still would have answered it that way. I'm tired of this. I don't want you guys badgering me about all these things all the time. And on some level, I get it. On some level, I do think there's a reason to not, I don't know, empathize with Kyrie, but certainly to look at it from his perspective and say, yeah, that's probably annoying. But again, there's just so many contradictions with Kyrie and the way he interacts with the media that it's hard to take it seriously.
Here's more Kyrie yesterday.
But it's a video of somebody assuming what we're talking about, right?
I hear you.
Making an opinion about it. So why would I care about it?
Well,
why does that have an impact on my life? Why are you asking me those type of questions?
Yeah.
About cooling it off or what?
The reason we're
asking, I don't get it.
The reason we're asking about it is because the people that, like, the fans are interested in. That's all.
Oh, the fans.
Yes.
This is about the fans.
That's
okay. This is about. So you're right for the fans.
You do it your life. Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. So that's where we start off the conversation. What I do with my life is my business. So it's none of yours. None of anybody's. It's not anybody's business, right? So it's a video of me and one of my best friends talking. And then it turns out to be a dissection of a free agency meeting. You get that? Like, do you get that? And then I'm asked questions about it. Like, that's what disconnects me from all that. Like, because I have no connection to that. Like, over a video, I'm asking questions about the fans. And you brought up the fans. Come on, man. You do it for the likes and clicks. Everybody does. Everybody wants to hear me talk like this. Like, everybody wants to hear every athlete talk about bullshit like this. A video, though, to pour water on it,
what I'm saying,
makes no sense. It just makes no sense. It's not real life. It's not real.
Well, it is real. You had a conversation
right.
In hallway that really happened.
We all
saw it. That part is real. I get it, though. If you're just going to form an opinion on what I'm talking about, it's not my job to tell you what was going on there. I don't have to cool anything down. I don't have to come and defend the conversation against just what people are speculating we were talking about. That I'm with him on. He doesn't have to do that. That's not his job. It's everyone else's job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not going to cool anything down. I have nothing to say. Here's the part that we didn't focus on the first time around today hearing this. He calls Kevin Durant one of his best friends.
Yeah.
Best friends. The easy and direct follow-up to this is, you and your best friend will both be on the market this summer. Why would we not assume that you want to play with your best friend?
Very good question.
He called him his best, one of my best friends.
Mm-hmm.
How often do you throw the phrase best friend around?
Not as often as I throw around BFF. I mean, if they were BFFs, that would be serious. I don't say best friend very much because I'm 37 years old. I mean, you know.
But don't you have like a small group of your best friends?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. A few guys. The guys who are my groomsmen at my wedding probably refer to them as best friend.
How many groomsmen do you have?
I had 5.
Oh, yeah. I had too many to call them all best friends.
Yeah. We didn't try to match it up with the bridesmaids.
Someone's getting cut out of the group there.
But he says another one of my best friends. You know, I mean, that's Kyrie basically saying, oh, I got tons of best friends. You guys should see how many best friends I have.
A good question. How many best friends are you allowed to have? It's more than just one. You could have more than one.
I think you have one from each part of your life. Like your best friend growing up, your best friend in high school, your best friend from college, and then that's it. Then it stops.
Yeah, I think that's...
I think you have 3 best friends.
I don't think they all have to be from different eras.
Beatles cutting best friends out. He's not taking that shenanigans.
I think 3 should be the cap, though. That seems like a good number. 3.
Yeah.
Maybe even 2. Three's
a lot.
Some people would say you got to pick 1. Well, I don't know if that's reasonable. You might have 2 very close friends that are equals. You may even have 3. But after that, it's like, all right, now you're just calling all your good friends best friends.
Right.
Now I'm out on this.
He still could have just said, listen, this guy's one of my best friends. Why would I talk to him about something like that in the middle of a hallway with cameras rolling? He didn't say that.
That's exactly right.
He likes to play along. He's mm-hmm. playing it, keeping this whole thing going.
Right. I was like, listen, he's one of my best friends. If I wanted to talk to him about going to the New York Knicks together, where they have 2 max deals this summer, I would call him on the phone. I would text him. I don't need to do it at the
Or if he's a real best friend and wants to rib the other guy who he knows is upset with the media from his comments a week ago, he would say, oh, we talked about that a long time ago. Mm. Go ask him.
Go ask him.
Best friends bust balls, right? Yes. That would be a great ball-busting moment.
Andy's in Boston. Hi, Andy.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you doing?
Not bad. Quick thing on Kyrie. It just doesn't seem like his priorities are like there. It seems like he wants to just play with like a friend or something more than just win championships, because we definitely have the talent to, go with Golden State. Maybe not beat them, but, you know, get close to it. So I'll just try to get your thoughts on that. Thanks.
Well, he went to the All-Star game and he was quite excited to do that.
He was.
Quite excited to be there with his friends and the bright lights and all that stuff. So does he care about that? It seems like he cares quite a bit about that. I'd like for him to find a way to express that he cares that much about the Celtics and being here. That might make you feel a little bit better. Jason is in Foxborough. Hey, Jason.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey.
Hey, I had a quick question for you. So recently all the spotlight's been on the Anthony Davis thing, right? But I'm wondering if that's maybe not the best fit for the Celtics. Logistic wise and maybe them meshing wise, isn't Klay Thompson on the market? I think him maybe shopping for him would be a better fit, because then, you know, your starting lineup could be Kyrie, Klay, Gordon, Tatum, and Horford. Isn't that that's pretty solid starting 5?
How are you gonna make all that money work?
That's a problem. And also, you want to add another wing? Like, isn't the problem there's already too many wings
on this team to begin with?
Anthony Davis is unique. I mean, he's the best big man in the league. Like, that's, I don't know about if he would fit in or not, but I mean, in terms of like the logjam at certain positions, you don't have a lot of guys at the Anthony Davis position that you're really concerned about their futures. Like, you know, Al Horford's here for another year. Aaron Baines, you know, sorry, Anthony Davis is here. He's going to take your minutes. Like, no one's going to be upset about that.
David's in Brighton. Hi, David.
Hi, good morning. Guys, love the show.
Thanks.
I just had a quick comment about Kyrie. I'm just Celtics fans. If Kyrie delivers a championship, if he delivered a championship to Boston, would they really care about the off-court stuff?
No.
No.
You know? Because, I mean, we're not hiring the guy you want to bring home to mom for your daughter, you know? I just think if he delivers on the court, we really shouldn't care what he does off the court, honestly. I mean, it's not... You know, I grew up in Europe watching the biggest soccer clubs in the world. And, you know, you want to talk about prima donnas? But if they do their job on the court or whatever, I really don't care what they do off the court, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't think that's really what the conversation is, though, around Kyrie.
Yeah, it's about where he's going
to
go. The
off-the-court stuff is directly related to whether or not he stays here and remains a Celtic.
If they win a championship and then he leaves, people are still going to care about that. They're not going to go, oh, well, he won us a championship, so bon voyage. Like, good luck in New York or wherever you go, Kyrie. I mean, there'll be some of that, but that if you talk about, like, things he says off the court and, gets in trouble or whatever, it's not like Kyrie gets in trouble or anything like that. I don't particularly care about all of that, but in the run-up to his pending free agency, all of that stuff gets microanalyzed. I mean, that's just the way it is.
Making your job suck just a little bit less.
This helps my emotions.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
First of all, I was surprised when he said it. And I didn't know if he just got caught up in the emotion of the event. But I was really, really surprised that he had went there and pretty much committed to him. And then he put it in reverse and was like, nah, this is, I was surprised, But you know what it tells me, though, Ryan, is this. Like, to me, he's not happy there, You go through the season. They've underachieved. It just doesn't seem like a lot of synergy and harmony with the squad. Like, that. So it's basically, to me, it's him saying, I'm not sold on this situation.
Former Celtic. For a very brief time, poor Patino ran him out of town.
Right.
Chauncey Billups.
You got Tyus Edney backing him up. You got to roll the dice there.
Don't do that. Chauncey Billups, who got traded all too soon by the Boston Celtics in his first year in the league. Oh, it's a bad one. Billups reads into what's happened with Kyrie as him being unhappy here. And I think he continues down this path in terms of trying to dissect what the issues are with Kyrie. He's talking to Ryan Russillo on his podcast, and he thinks that Kyrie and the system of Brad Stevens may not be a great match.
You know, you look at the way that they play. You know, they're, and it's crazy to say this, Ryan, but they're fine without Kyrie. You know what I'm saying? I think Brad is like a system coach and a very good one. And his system is kind of like ball movement, people movement. And they play that way almost better, for that system when Kai is not really there.
They're fine without him. I partially agree with him because he's not saying they're the same without him. Mm-hmm. They're not saying they're better off without him. He's saying if you take Kyrie out of the equation, they're not going to fall apart. And they're not.
They'll make the playoffs, but I mean, they're the 4 seed right now. You take Kyrie out of it, they're the 6th or 7th seed, I would think.
Well,
I would say? What's the major difference there? That's what Kyrie Irving is. He takes from being the 6th seed to the 4th seed.
Well, they're a 4th seed, but a finals favorite as a 4th seed. I mean, if you look at the betting odds for the East, they're still up there. They're not being treated like a 4 seed. They're basically a sleeping giant, I think, to a lot of the people who are putting money on.
I think the only point he's trying to make is that they could survive without Kyrie. They're not going to win the finals without Kyrie. They're not better without Kyrie. I know that's been said by many people.
Right.
I think it's wrong. But they're not a complete dumpster fire without him. Everything in Boston does not revolve around Kyrie. He's their best player, and we all admit that, and I want him here, and most people do. Some people don't, as we've learned in the last few weeks. But is it as much about Kyrie here as it could be somewhere else?
How do you mean?
If you were to go to another team that doesn't have much around him, the way he was in Cleveland when he left Cleveland, he had become the guy there. Everything was about Kyrie there. What's Cleveland without LeBron but with Kyrie?
It's his team. Is that what he wants?
It's what he could have had, I should say, had he stayed and had he not been traded before he did leave.
They're not great. They're good. They're the Celtics without Kyrie, basically.
Yeah.
But here's the thing.
Does his organization or his town or does anyone treat him as some sort of savior here?
No, but he is the piece. He is the chip that Danny Ainge got after a 5-year odyssey in the basketball desert, and it's championship or bust. And you don't get a championship after waiting 5 years of rebuild without Kyrie Irving.
If he goes to the wretched New York Knicks, is he a savior there?
Well, the New York fans,
sure,
yeah, they're going to treat
Carmelo
like
Anthony even was
if,
a savior.
Yeah,
there.
Even if Anybody. He goes, even if he goes with Kevin Durant,
yeah,
they are the saviors, and everything is about them.
And that's not the case now. I mean, Kyrie Irving has done a pretty good job, I think, of making this whole season all about him. I don't think that they're and really the Celtics' fortunes going forward all revolve around what he decides to do, right?
Yes.
I believe so.
Yeah.
I'm not convinced that everyone believes
I
that.
I like where you're going with this, Mark. This is, yeah, that's clever.
What do you mean?
No. I mean, I think you're making a very good point because if you took a poll, Celtics fans are more hyped.
I'm so fearful of him leaving for the Celtics. I think it could be disastrous if Kyrie leaves. I do, and I don't just throw that word out there. It's some way of just saying it's going to. No, it could be really bad. Mm. It could have a bad domino effect if he decides to leave.
But people are more hyped on Jason Tatum. They're even hyped on Terry Rozier. Like, yes. Oh, just re-sign Terry. They'll be fine.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a weird
Hardy's
thing.
Hardy's talked about this. I know he's not here today. Hardy will be back on Monday. But he has said, why is it that people don't worship Kyrie Irving more? Why is it that people have a hard time sort of grasping how special of a player he is playing for this team and how rare of an opportunity it is for the Celtics or any team to have a player of his caliber and his quality. And I don't think he gets the same sort of worship or praise as other guys who have been in his position here.
Like it's, Isaiah Thomas?
People loved Isaiah. I mean, you want to talk about a town falling in love with a player.
Sure.
We fell hard for Isaiah Thomas. We did.
We love the scrappy underdog, though. Kyrie Irving came in as a guy with a pedigree already. I mean, he's not fighting over adversity at 5'7". So he's a superstar. We got him. We're paying him to be a superstar. We expect superstar production.
But Kevin Durant came in as a superstar, and we love Kevin Durant. But I just think that's a different sort of personality and a different sort of attitude that we relate to a lot better. And a different time in the league, too, because as I said yesterday...
You mean Garnett, not Durant.
What did I say?
You said Durant.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I was going to say Durant with the Boston media.
I was
That'd
scratching my head there for
oh
a second.
Oh, my God. Kevin Garnett.
When did this happen?
Not Kevin Durant. Kevin Garnett. We love Kevin Garnett.
We do.
Sorry, momentary lapse there. There are no more Kevin Durant. Now I'm screwed up. There are no more Kevin Garnetts. Those guys don't exist anymore.
Yeah, no more Kevin McHales.
Stop it. Stop screwing up all my Kevins. But isn't that true to a degree?
That he's not getting that same sort of love and attack? Yeah,
he's not really
so.
Getting it here.
I think part of it's twofold, I think. Part of it is because he's only been here a year and a half. And also in that last year, it was really just...
Hold on. Pause. Just everything needs to stop. Because Jim just said something in my ear that I have no idea what that even means. What? Kyrie has chimed in on what?
On the Zion injury. This morning.
Oh, sorry.
What did you think I said?
I thought you said something else. Like, never mind.
What sounds like Zion injury?
I thought you had said something else, like as if it were a... I thought you said Scion. And I'm like, Scion? Is that
oh,
some
car.
No, but is that some sort of new network? Like social media, you know, platform? Zion, as in Zion Williams.
Right.
I'm like, what's a Scion? Isn't that, what was that? That was a car.
It was a car. Is it still a car?
He logged in on his Scion account this morning, and he's chimed in. What?
No, right. Zion Williamson.
Never mind. What did he say?
Said it's unfortunate when these things happen. Now, instead of worrying about the injury, what he has to deal with, it becomes about the future, all the questions that you're asked. So, you know, just hope he stays resilient and knows what's important. And that's him and his family.
Is Kyrie a Nike guy?
Kyrie's basically telling him to shut it down. The way I read he's telling him to shut it down.
What kind of shoes does Kyrie wear? I've never paid attention to this. We'll get flooded.
He's a Nike guy.
Nike. He has the Nike Kyrie's. He has his own shoes. Yeah.
Okay, right, great. Stuff I don't keep track of. Who's wearing what shoes? Sorry, but I interrupted you because I thought we had some sort of new sound from Kyrie
On the new Scion app.
It's like, what?
I like the idea, first of all, Scion. That Kyrie's like, oh, no. Oh, poor Zion. Now they're going to ask him questions. Like, yes, that's what happens, Kyrie. They ask you questions. They're going to ask you questions. They'll ask him questions. You play professional basketball at a high level, they will ask you lots of questions. That's part of this. He's been in the league several years now. I feel like this is first day stuff. But anyway, you know, in terms of why Kyrie hasn't quite gotten that same sort of love, It's the fact he's only been here a year and a half, and also last year the playoffs. He gets hurt, and they go to the Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals. So I think that sort of didn't do what Chauncey Billups said and other people have said. Well, they can win without Kyrie. They'll be fine without Kyrie. This team could just, you know, lose him and not really lose much in the standings or in terms of you know, what their future and ceiling is, which I think is ridiculous. But I do think there's sort of that element to it. Well, and also, you know, depending on how this season goes, like, there's still a lot to be gleaned from how this season ends. That's going to determine all of this, I think, Beadle. I mean, you look at the Celtics. If they don't make it to the conference finals again, forget that even. If they don't make it to the NBA finals, then Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown and Terry Rozier can look at Kyrie and said, hey, we did this last year without you. Now you're here, we got to the same spot, and God forbid they get picked off before the conference finals, and those guys can look at him and say, we were better last year without you. Kyrie's gone. I mean, there is no way he's going to stick around for five more years of that.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Do they pose a threat?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Go to the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Talk to the head coach of the New England Revolution. It's Brad Friedel on Zolak and Bertrand. Christian Arcan in for Zo today. Hey, coach, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Doing good. How do you feel about where your team is at right now as the season approaches?
Well, everything was going very well. Last night we had a little bit of a blip, if you want to call it, for about 12 minutes in the start of the second half. But in saying that, the players have been working very, very hard. We've been training twice a day most days, and the important thing is to be ready for the Dallas match. So we're getting a lot of players up to the physical requirements that are needed to compete. We've got about 2 weeks to go, and we've got another off-books scrimmage with Greenville tonight, and then with another group of players, and then we have Reykjavik, and you know, from the Reykjavik game on Saturday through to the following Saturday, it'll be all systems go.
Yeah, you know, when you have a loss like that and it doesn't count, do you get concerned about it? It doesn't sound like you put a ton of stock into preseason matches like that.
I mean, you never, as a professional athlete, you never want to lose any game you go play. That's for sure. There were a few things on the competitive side of things that we're going to have some words about. Am I overly concerned? No, because I know the group of players that we have, and I know when the time comes that they'll compete as needed. But there's also some words that need to be said, because you never want to get turned over like we did at the start of the second half. You know, in saying that, we also in the game had enough chances to score six or seven goals ourselves. You know, so it wasn't all negative, but there were far more negatives to talk about last night. But if you are going to have that kind of a 10 to a 15 minute spell, it's best to have it in preseason, not the regular season.
Coach, you made some moves this offseason. On January 30th, Carlos Hell transferred over from Spain, signed to a multi-year designated player contract. That's a very high roster designation. How's Hell fitting in so far?
Yeah, when he was over in Spain, he came in, it fit in really well. And likewise here, we had to, he was off for about probably 8 or 9 days because we had to get his P1 visa over the line, and it took some time. So he just joined us sort of a day and a half before we played yesterday. So I'm sure he'll see some more minutes against Reykjavik, but he's a very good player, and he'll help the squad in a lot of different ways on and off the field going forward.
How would you say the goalkeeping situation is shaping up to this point? I know you probably haven't picked a starter yet, but you know, there's not a lot of time left to impress. So how's it looking?
Yeah, the battle, again, it's been pretty intense between the three of them, you know, and they're all right there. It is safe to say that we have not chosen who the starter will be, and all we'll have to wait and see right before the Dallas game.
All right, Coach, appreciate the time. We'll catch up with you soon.
All right, thank you.
All right, very good. It's Brad Friedel with us here on the 98.5 The Sports Hub. Zolak and Bertrand, he'll be with us just about every week during the season. So You can catch him right here, Friedel and the Beetle, baby. 617-779-0985, the phone number for you.
Friedel and the Beetle, I like that.
Yeah, that's what we've sort of teased that as.
Pretty good.
We've talked about Kyrie Irving and the passion for Kyrie Irving, right? And what I think might not be the same level if he were in another market. You know the TV ratings in the NBA are down across the league 10% this year?
Yeah, read that.
10% down across the league. And here, 27%. What do you think that's from?
Well, I think mostly it's from the NBA being sort of on the bubble at this point. I mean, their ratings were growing and growing and growing. Eventually, you had to see that
right.
pop a little
sort of
bit.
Like the NFL thing where right. they got so high and so big. But locally, it's down 27.
Locally, that's a tough one. I mean, last year, obviously, getting Kyrie was a big deal, and everyone wanted to see him, and every game was a big story. And then this season sort of started off the way it did with them going 10-10, and I don't think they ever really recovered from
that. You think that's what it is? It's sort of the bad start to the year and the special sugar high, if you will, of Kyrie coming to town has worn off.
Yeah, I think so. I think that has a lot to do with it, yeah.
I think there's something to it with Kyrie, though. LeBron James goes to L.A., ratings are up there, 42%. Mm-hmm. LeBron James leaves Cleveland. Ratings there, down 56%. As much as we talk about Kyrie the superstar, he doesn't have that sort of yank when it comes to eyeballs and people paying attention to the team. He's just not there.
Mm.
He's not in that category yet. We got plenty of your calls waiting. 617-779-0985. John is in Holbrook. Hey, John.
Hey, fellas. How we doing?
Hey, John.
Listen, it's killing me. Every time I turn on the radio, I don't know what the passion is about Kyrie Irving. Like, you're constantly talking about Kyrie Irving like a soap opera.
Yes.
Like, the Bruins are on a 7-game winning streak, just made a trade. Where is Charlie Coyle going to fit in? Who cares about Kyrie Irving and what he did at the All-Star game? It's crazy. Please explain to me the obsession with this guy.
Why we're more interested in the best player on the Celtics than the third-line center on the Bruins? Is that a real question,
all
John?
All you're doing is debating if he's going to stay, is he going to go. It's like the LeBron thing, the decision freaking 4 or 5 years ago, whatever that was, where everybody talked about where's he going to go, where's he going to go. Who cares? You've talked enough about this guy. Let it go.
No. No, I won't let it go.
And Celtics fans care.
The future of that franchise, the future of the Celtics – and their ability to win hinges on this one guy. Yep. Outside of anybody with the Patriots, because that's on a different level in this town, you can argue that there is no more important athlete to be talking about right now than Kyrie Irving. Who else? Who else should we be talking about that's more important right now?
Sean Corrali.
No. Name me a single Red Sox player that's more important than Kyrie Irving to the future of a franchise. Like, Mookie Betts is amazing, right? If Mookie Betts, you know, I know there's been a lot of Mookie Betts contract stuff being talked about this week because of what happened with the Padres.
Mm-hmm.
If Mookie Betts leaves the Red Sox, are they going to be destroyed?
No.
Are they going to have to start from scratch and
be
start
a big loss, but no, they don't have to start over.
Oh, they don't have to start over?
No. He's one of 25.
Yes. And in the NBA, you've got five guys that really matter. The five guys on the floor. You do. Maybe six or seven on a really good team. And when you've got the best player on an NBA team, he's that important. He's that important to the future of the team. And we're going to cling to every word he says. And we're going to react to every single thing he says because he's that important. He just is.
And he keeps talking. That's the other thing.
Kyrie Irving is more important to the Celtics than any one player on the Bruins, any one player on the Red Sox. You can't quite approach what Tom Brady means to the Patriots. You just can't do it.
No.
You can't. Not possible.
No. I was thinking
but
maybe...
in terms of importance to their franchise in this town, Tom Brady 1, Kyrie Irving 2.
Mm-hmm.
My current rankings, that's why we're talking about him. Because he got upset again yesterday and had plenty to say, and we're reacting to it today, and we have full phone lines the entire day of people that do want to talk about it. So that's your answer if you want it. That's the answer.
Sounded like an angry Bruins fan.
Yeah, it's okay. You know? I get it. The Celtics, despite their ratings being down, I believe they're still beating the Bruins. It's just that more people are into it.
They definitely are beating the
Bruins. Yeah, no, I know. I want to be as nice as possible on that front. But that's not to put down the Bruins, though.
No. Bruins are having a great year.
Love the trade they made last night. I mean, if you want talk about whether or not the Bruins gave up too soon on Ryan Donato? Is that what you did last night, Christian?
Yeah, we did a lot of that last night. Yeah. Reacting in real. Like, the trade happened right before we went on the air. So
did
a lot
they
of
give
people
up too soon on Ryan Donato? Let's talk about it. Let's do it. Let's do it right now. Did they give up too soon on Ryan Donato?
Yeah, probably, but I don't think he's going to be that good.
Nope. They didn't. You just said, I don't think he's going to be that good. Well, then you didn't give up too soon.
You still could have gotten
a couple
years. You sold
when there was still value.
You could have gotten a couple years from him, and who knows what Coyle's going to be. But, you know, there's other 22-year-olds on this Bruins roster right now who are actually on the Bruins roster and contributing.
Better with Coyle right now. They've got plenty of young guys on this team. They're not lacking youth. The Bruins aren't lacking youth. And they just got a younger player, actually, that's going to contribute and help right away make them a better team. So if you're a Bruins fan, you should be feeling pretty good. Pretty good today. Pretty good. Where's Charlie Coyle going to fit? Third line. That's the fit. Any other questions?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.